Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
WEEI, Southern New England's sports original.
Tim Welsh, Jami DePerrell, Meter and the Coach is always here from 7 to 9 on a Sunday morning. Tim's gearing up for some more youth basketball. No one who's more tireless.
Nothing better
than Tim Welsh.
Let's go.
You guys are up. You're out.
Let's go.
You're up and about.
No school. That means hoops.
It's all hoops. Your son's starting
lacrosse. We'll get some football later today.
Do the
Pats fans, are they upset? Do they tune in just because they're football fans? What do you think?
I think it's they watch like this everybody stuff. In America. They're watching these games. Probably 30-plus million last night watched the Giants. Another 30-plus million will watch the 49ers today. Another 30-plus million will watch the Bengals and the Bills. It's what 30-plus million for each playoff game. 33 million for the Giants-Vikings last week. That helps with the New York audience. Philadelphia is no slouch either, but from a metropolitan standpoint, from a population standpoint, you're going to get a bigger audience if New York's involved. You were not happy and still aren't happy, nor should you be, and neither am I, with what Bill Belichick has done the last 4 years, especially this year. As you say, the Kraft should demand money back from Belichick for coaching malpractice. But we are intrigued by Rob Gronkowski's statements to one Kay Adams, who used to be on the NFL Network and now is on FanDuel's Up and Adams show. It's a podcast.
NBC Sports Boston. Mm-hmm.
Kay Adams, alum. NBC Sports. She's on with Curran now. Usually, I think she's on every week on Curran's show. Gronk told her this week that, quote, a regular season game with the Patriots throughout my 20s, if we won a game, the next day it felt like we still lost a game. And if we lost a game, it felt like you were in super depression for like 2 days or like, typical Gronk speak, like for the whole week. So that's what made you really want to win the games when you were with the Pats, because you didn't want to ever feel that depression feeling for the 2 days after the game. We have to win the game. We have to win the game so we have a good week so we feel good tomorrow. Those comments are noteworthy coming from Gronk, but they aren't necessarily surprising to show familiarity with Belichick and the Patriot way. So he's basically saying, as NBCSportsBoston.com writes, that he wasn't happy either they won or they lost. It was still depressing at Foxborough.
Stop it. Please.
That's from Gronk.
Can you please stop, Gronk? I mean, what do you want? Tears from us for your time here? Come on. I don't get it. You know, you won. There was a formula here that worked. And, you know, whatever the reason was, could other formulas have worked? Probably. But that's what you had to deal with.
So you don't buy the fact that the players were never happy?
No. No, I don't buy that. I don't buy much what Gronk says. I loved watching the guy play. I love watching
him play. I
agree. But I don't.
It's hard to put much stock in his.
You can't take him seriously, can you?
No. First of all, you never know what he's going to say. And that's just, I think that's Gronk caught up in trying to be the lovable frat boy Gronk.
Yeah, if Gronk gave me a couple spots to get wings in Buffalo, I'd trust that. That's
that right. You would trust, yeah. Yes.
He's from Buffalo. Yeah, you can hear that upstate New York in him.
Oh, totally. Williamsville guy, right? He's That's a good way to put it. But I just found it noteworthy because...
But stop, though. I mean, it's disrespectful.
Everybody's angry in Foxborough narrative.
Yeah. I don't get it.
All right. Well, let me turn the tables. After you won a game...
It's disrespectful.
After you won a game, were you miserable, Tim Welsh, after a win? And did you make sure... Was that part of your...
No.
Was that part of your... Coaching.
I mean, I know that's the Bill Parcells way. That's where Belichick got it. I mean, Parcells, you know, wants to attack you after a win to keep you on edge. And that, you know, listen, that worked. It worked for Belichick. But when you don't, today's day and age, I don't think that does work. And you know, you can't get satisfied. You know, I think you feel good for the night, and then the next day you got to get up and go back to work. That's all. You don't have to feel bad, feel on edge. Just go back to work. Do what you got to do.
So forget about the 35-0 win. We're on to the next one.
Yes, exactly.
So Gronk clearly wanted a little more celebration than he got.
Yeah, the great Marty Schottenheimer told me that once. He said, I just let myself be happy for one night. That's it. 24 hours, and then that's it. That's it.
That's pretty standard, I think, around the league.
Exactly.
I don't know.
In all sports.
I don't know what Gronk expected. I mean, first of all, you know Belichick's grumpy anyway. He's always grumpy.
Yeah. I mean, come on, Gronk. Stop it. I don't like hearing that stuff.
Well, why? Just because it's disrespectful?
Yeah. I think it's just, what are you doing? Why are you disparaging all that was done, which was a lot of winning, more winning than anybody else.
And you were a heck of a player, but he also made you very wealthy, too.
Well, it's just more winning. They won more than anybody else. So what's your point? You felt bad for it the next day? So that's it.
Didn't want to be depressed. Well, that's what every player leaves here saying. He's a tough guy to play for. Listen to Ted Johnson. He talks about it all the time. No one really likes him. Brady never liked Belichick, ever. Ever. Respected him, took his coaching. Why do you think it ended the way it did? They didn't like each other. At the end, Brady said, and Brady took it to a certain extent, took it right to the finish line, said, I can't do it anymore. He'd earned that right. I'm a free agent. I'm out of here. I want to leave him behind. Good. Go ahead. Win another Super Bowl. You proved it. Question is, does Brady go? Do you see Tom Brady playing in Tennessee? He's good friends with Mike Vrabel. Not sure if you've heard.
So what do you have? You've got some inside Brady moles. What do you have?
Do. My moles tell me that do not put much stock in the McDaniels-Brady relationship. It's not as good as you think it is. And Brady's not intrigued necessarily. I think he's intrigued by those weapons that Las Vegas has, not intrigued by living in Las Vegas, not intrigued by being far away from his kids. And it's not so much the McDaniels Brady thing. It's more of Brady really has to be comfortable. Miami would be comfortable, but looks like they're going to stick with Tua. Tennessee, is he comfortable? I think is he tied with Brable? Yeah, they're good friends, but is he intrigued by Tennessee? I don't know. It's just a matter of...
I think they should wipe out Todd Bowles, bring in Sean Payton, and he should run it back there.
How about this? How about Carolina?
I think that's... Why can't he stay there? I don't understand why he can't stay in Tampa. You know, if you...
He could, but it sounds like it's just... Even the Tampa Bay locker room said they think he's just done in Tampa. And if you were to ask... Not that I... And again, yes, do I have a mole? Yes, I do have some moles in that camp. But I also will tell you that at 8:45 on a Sunday, January 22nd, you would ask me today if Tom Brady's coming back. I'd say no. I think he's done. I think, and you made the valid point earlier. You got $375 million on your plate. Not the money's everything, and he's a billionaire or close to it. But they all love it. Everybody loves money. 10 years, $375 million contract from Fox, and you don't have to get hit by those people that you heard all week saying, oh, Tom Brady doesn't like to get hit. No kidding. Of course he doesn't like to get hit. That's how you beat Tom Brady. Say it for a million times over. You pressure Tom Brady, you beat Tom Brady. That's why the Giants won those two Super Bowls. So Tom Brady has 375 million reasons why to leave football and go to that Fox booth and sit next to Kevin Burkhardt.
He's a good guy to sit next to. Kevin's a good guy.
You worked with him?
Worked a few games with him over, no NFL games. Worked high school basketball in New York City together. How about that?
Was Burkhardt still selling cars at that point?
No, he was doing the Mets.
Okay.
He was doing the Mets. Now he's doing the Super
Bowl.
Because
he was selling cars.
Yeah, why not?
Well, my first job was a telemarketer trying to break into the business. That's what you have to do when you're 22 years old and you try to break into this business. Good luck finding a full-time gig. So all respect to Kevin Burkhardt, worked his way up. I love those stories. Yes, and I think, will Brady be a good broadcaster? I hope so. I don't know. I have no idea. You got to work at it. That's one thing. I mean, can't question his work ethic in football. It's unparalleled. You know, as a broadcaster,
how is Todd Bowles still the coach of Tampa, though? That's what I'd like to know.
I just think they don't like to eat money. Some do. I mean, and it's so bad that some have to, like Nathaniel Hackett. It's when it's that far off the chain, you have to eat the money, and Denver was a point of no return. But Bowles, they won the worst division of football. I guess he gets an award for that. That's why Tampa Bay's probably not going to fire him. He's at least got them to the playoffs.
Well, Josh McDaniels has proven that he still is not a winner as a head coach. So until we see that, then I would say I would take them off the table. You know, his relationship with Derek Carr and that whole thing.
Where's Derek Carr going?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the Jets. Sounds like the Jets could be in play for him.
Well, Brady to the Jets. That's a Shaughnessy, of course. Shaughnessy wrote about it today about Tom, just go one place. Just go to the Jets. We're begging you to go to the Jets. If you still want to play, good theater. I don't think Brady's going to the Jets. I don't think that's happening.
No. He would look bad in that green. Like Brett Favre-ish.
It's amazing that we're still talking about this. The fact that we're still talking about this when he's going to be 46 years old. Where's Tom going? Where's Tom going? Where's Tom going? The fact that it's still...
Oh, I want to see him play some more. I hope he
stays. Really do?
Yes. Why not?
That was a tough one the other night. Did not look like he was present. Just looked like an erratic old quarterback. Chuck and duck. I know his offensive line stinks. Just looked really mediocre. And I've never said that about Brady, even at his worst with the Patriots. And he had some bad games with the Patriots. Not many, but some. But you never use the word mediocre to describe Brady. That's where he is right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's inevitable. We all know it. Age comes, and you have to face it. So, yeah, if he does leave on this note, that's fine. And be interesting to see how he operates in the Fox booth.
It would be. And some guys have not done well. Doesn't mean because you're a great player. Joe Montana, perfect example. Not a good broadcaster. It's not an easy fit, but that's okay. Whatever. If he is, he is. If he isn't, he isn't. No one's really going to care except the five TV sports columnists in America, and they're all with the New York Post. We got to take our final time out. Coming up, things that intrigued us from the week that was. Tim still, I can see you're still. Is he going to talk baseball?
No.
Is he going to talk baseball?
Baseball in January, what's better?
Do you know how many weeks we have until spring training? Just a few.
Remind me later.
Just a few.
Oh, wait. You've got the new rules this year. We can talk about them.
You love the rules changes?
Yeah, there you go.
The bigger bases.
The pitch timer, not the pitch clock.
Pitch timer. Alex Cora is not looking forward to that because many of his players are going to play in the World Baseball Classic. Spring training is going to be a little bit of a mess. Players leave, players come, going to play for the American, going to play for Puerto Rico, going to play for Team USA. Not easy. Got to be busy in those first days in Fort Myers. But we have our final timeout. Back with more after this.
When you think of Volvo, you probably... Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.